With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Down in Baltimore, they're going through the similar paces. Minicamp for the Ravens. And apparently the Ravens are none too excited about letting the media film passes by Lamar Jackson during practice. So yesterday morning, Jameson Hensley, who you may have heard his name before, he's been covering the Ravens for a long time. He covers them for ESPN and WBAL radio down there. Around 11:30 yesterday morning, he tweets out, Lamar Jackson made his best throw of the spring, hit Sammy Watkins along the sideline on a pass that went 50 yards in the air and caught Watkins in stride. Random Twitter respondent says, so we're not going to get the video? To which Hensley responds,
yeah.
Media is no longer allowed to film Lamar Jackson throwing the ball to receivers.
Now, you know how this came about? If you saw, it came about because of a video of a wobbly pass that was tweeted out from the Ravens official site.
Right.
Like the people that do the social media for the Ravens were tweeting out different videos from camp, much like, and I'm not saying this would happen, but much like how Teresa Varley or Missy Matthews or someone like that that covers camp would take a photo and say, or video, a quick video, here, look at this. Mm-hmm. We're the official arm of, and it wasn't the intention of the Ravens social media person to try to make Lamar Jackson look bad. They were just tweeting out a pass that he threw. Yes. And they were reporting the facts. And how much more fact-based can you get than video evidence of a video evidence of an actual occurrence that happened and disseminate it pretty much in real time almost
right
on Twitter. I mean, that's just a fact of what happened.
Yes.
And that's how guarded the Baltimore Ravens front office, their coaching staff, and the powers that be are about people being critical of their quarterback that they're kind of being forced to pay a bunch of money to coming up in short order.
And John Harbaugh has basically just given up the ghost and said, yeah, he's going to get his deal.
Right.
They're going to give Lamar Jackson a blank check.
So that's where we are on criticism now.
But
this is where we are.
That's what strikes me is that, well, first of all, do they think Lamar Jackson's confidence and is their confidence in Lamar Jackson that shaky that they're not going to allow the occasional wobbly pass thrown at practice during minicamp to be documented?
No, they're
and
not
disseminated.
The wobbly pass is going to lead to a moratorium on all passes being shown. Now, what's next? Do they go to the NFL and they say, "Hey, look on those broadcasts at CBS on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Don't show
only the run plays.
Yeah,
we just want the run plays and then show the receiver catching the ball, please. That's it.
Like Tua threw five picks in practice the other day.
It's a gigantic story down there.
But at least he went to the media the next day and said, "Hey, it wasn't the rain. I just had a bad day, and I got to be better." Like. Every athlete goes through that aspect of competition where you've got good days and bad days. Somebody asked James Pierre yesterday, completely different example. Hey, explain to me how you think you did it. Well, I had the interception, but that was just because I didn't practice well the day before and I really thought I had to bring it today. Everybody goes through that, from the Lamar Jacksons of the world down to the James Pierres of the world. If you can't let the guy embrace the struggle a bit, where's he going to, you know, it's like... Where does a guy gain confidence if he can't be allowed to work through some things?
I am totally with you. And where are we if we're controlling the media this much?
That's the next question.
Again, I am not going to sit up here like one of these guys, these old, curmudgeon-y media guys. We got to be in the room Hey, look, it's their team. They do what they want. You don't want me in there? That's fine. We'll find something to talk about. We will. I don't need to be at the game. I don't need to be in the locker room. Does it help? Sure, it does. The one-on-one help finding out talking to an athlete when you don't always need something is the most valuable thing you can do. You know, and I think back when the Pirates were going good and I was in that clubhouse every single day, the stuff that I learned most was when I talked to them when the microphones were off. When I talked to those guys and said, I don't need you for anything. Let's just talk. And that's why we got Joel Hanrahan the other day. Mm-hmm. You know, there's stuff, you foster relationships and you do things. But that said, I'm not going to beat the drum. But where I will say that it's important for the regular media, not just the team media, to be able to document things are, take this example. If they're in control of all of it, you're only going to get the good. You're only going to get the good.
And if you're only going to get the good from the team media outlets, the team-sponsored media outlets, you need to understand also, I think, and this is an important thing for people to understand, because we get crushed a lot. And I don't just mean you and I personally. I mean sports talk radio in general and sports media in general get crushed for all you guys talk about is the negative. Well, if there's no negativity being reported, and I don't mean like off-field negativity, I just mean negative to a player's performance.
Like a wobbly throw.
Yes. Well, somebody's got to call that to task.
Right.
Somebody's got to say, hey, that throw Lamar Jackson made on 3rd and 2 was terrible.
Because if you're delivered only the sunshine and roses, when the bad throw happens, you go, wait a minute, really?
I thought he was perfect.
Correct, because what was given to me from the team was, everything was perfect.
Yes, and teams need to
understand. It's unfair to the consumer.
It's patently, I wouldn't say it's lying, but it's untruth, you know, for lack of a better way to put it. It's misinformation. And in an age of misinformation.
Because out of Owings Mills, what they want you to believe right now is he's throwing tight spirals that look like Brett Favre.
And here's the thing. He threw one yesterday, according to Jameson Hensley, who's covered the team for years. He threw a beautiful ball to Sammy Watkins that hit him in stride 50 yards down the field along the sideline.
Not allowed to film that either, right?
But he couldn't show it.
Right.
All he could do was tweet about it. Just the text.
What a mess. Doesn't this just go to show that transparency wins? And you show the good and the bad, and you let the public decide what they want to consume and how they want to see the facts, and then it's fine
from
there.
And then let them decide from there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, what's the deal here?
Like, and if some Twitter troll or some fan of yours who's disgruntled for some reason wants to pick apart a wobbly throw by your quarterback in practice, let them do it. It's not going to affect your quarterback at all. It's one throw in a mini camp.
Take the quarterback here, for example. People have formulated their opinion. They've been able to see just about everything. They formulated their opinion. That's not going to change. Does he throw too much? This person thinks so. Should he have more power? This person thinks so. This person thinks not. Should they go three-step drop? Oh, yeah. I mean, look, they won 11 games. Well, then they lost the last 7. Just let the public go ahead and formulate it.
Didn't Ben throw a pick yesterday in practice, apparently, to James Pierre?
I don't know. Are we allowed to say that?
I don't know. I saw it tweeted by a couple of people.
Yes.
So, did Bert Lawton go stomping up to the press box at Heinz Field and demand everyone hand over their phones and delete the video right now? We can't allow this to be seen. No, it's a practice throw. This comes back. Everybody just got to lighten up a little bit.
I'm with you.
It's a practice throw. Lamar Jackson is an NFL MVP. He doesn't need protected from bad practice throws.
God, do I hate the Ravens even more. I mean, I just hate them even
more. So easy to hate them, too.
It is.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line 412-928-9370 and do so responsibly. Tell us your thoughts on this. Pat Narduzzi talking about the 12-team playoff, which seems to be forthcoming in college football when he was on with Pony and Muller yesterday.
However, if you go to 12, I think there's going to be more opting out than ever. I think it's just going to increase. And who wants to go to bowl game with half your team? I think that's something that we all have to look at. And, you know, and I'm sure people making these decisions will hopefully take into account everything, but you know, I really worry about, you know, what's going to happen to all the other bowl games, what's going to happen to, you know, all the other universities that aren't one of those 12.
And Pat offers a possible solution.
One solution I got to it, you know, I've been thinking about this, you know, since that rumor came out, is we need to pay these kids to play in bowl games. There's name, image, and likeness coming out. You know, these guys will get like $500 of bowl gifts, but there should be something like, you know, $3,000. You make a bowl game, you get some big money, you know. These kids deserve it. You know, it's time for change there. So if we do go to 12, you know, they have to, you know, have some incentives for those other bowl games to play those games. And if they're going to make all this money with 12 teams, then, you know, share some of that money and give it to these kids.
I love Pat, but no, they don't. If you don't like it, make the playoffs. That's where I am with it. Make the playoffs.
I was going to say to you, how important is are the remnants of the bowl system outside
of
the playoff?
Not a lot. Okay, people will still, high-end guys will still skip the playoffs. There will be virtually no high-end guys at all for the bowls that aren't the playoffs.
Mm.
But you will still have, like, the top 2-3 picks or whatever, some of those guys, even with the playoffs, they'll just be like, I'm not even playing in the playoffs. I'm out of here. I'm going to IMG or I'm going to one of the power plant places in Arizona or California, and I'm going to start working out for the draft. I'm not even participating in the playoffs. I'm not. I'm done.
Even in a regular year, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think you'll have some. You'll have some, you know, Christian McCaffrey, Bosa-type situations. I think you could have that. I think it'll be because it's a playoff system, you'll have fewer, you know, where you know it's a bracket. It's not up for a vote or whatever. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it's, and even how the play, and it's 12, you know, it's a regular true bracket.
Right.
And so you don't have to play it as long through the regular season to get to what the college football playoff is now.
Right.
So I think that you'll have fewer, you'll still have some. The bowls that are outside of those 12 teams. Any high-end guy that plays for an off team that makes the Blue Bonnet Bowl, whatever the hell, the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl, which I think there's a real one, the L.A. Jimmy Kimmel Bowl, something like
really?
That. I'm serious.
That's fantastic.
Any team that makes that has a high-end top five pick, that guy's going to go, I'm out of here. What's the incentivization here?
I just don't know. If a guy thinks – I think for borderline guys who think they're third-day draft picks or priority free agents coming out of the draft, you know, rookie free agents
right.
coming out of the draft – there may be a little incentivization in, hey, we're going to pay you a couple grand if you play in a bowl game. And the bowls have the money to do that. It's why they exist.
Well,
they make money.
And then their agent's going to say, I'm going to pay you a couple grand, a couple grand, a couple grand, and I'm going to front you that money, go work out for the draft, and go get in shape. And
sure.
you're going to drive a very nice car for the next couple months until the draft hits, and go get in shape so that, and by the way, you're not going to get hurt. Go work out, and I'm going to float you money. And then that's what's going to happen,
but
and they're going to choose that.
I see what you're saying. Again, for the guys that are definite first and second day picks,
mm-hmm.
I wonder how many of those third day picks and undrafted free agent type guys have somebody doing that for them. Because once you get down to the sixth and seventh
round
picks.
Yeah, not outside of the first two rounds. That's
right.
not happening.
So those guys, I think, could still be incentivized to say, hey, I might have gone and started working out to try and improve my draft stock, you know, my scouting combine performance, but they're going to give me $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to show up and play in Mobile in some random bowl game or Nashville on a cold January night. Okay, fine. I'll show up for the game because I'm going to get a few bucks out of it because I don't know what my future is in the NFL. I like the fact that Pat at least had some kind of solution thought up and didn't just crow about it and say, well, this stinks. We got to fix it. But he actually came up with an idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.